Hawks over the Pacers in ATL by 13. Paul George held scoreless for a minute. Went 3 of 13, finished with only 12 points. George Hill, no help, went 1 of 11. Big Roy Hilbert, 2 of 9, sat out the whole fourth. While the pride of Pike High School got it in, Jeff Lee T got it in, 22 points. Get it done, game 4, going down on Saturday in ATL, a must-win for Naptown. Hey, yo, Roy Hilbert, if you're listening right now, man, listen. Get me a couple of rebounds and a block, okay? Let's focus on defense. Forget about the offensive side of the ball. It'll come to you. We cannot do it without you, all right? That's just between me and Roy, so y'all can listen
nice
again
pep talk,
right now. Cincinnati Reds player accused of rape in Washington, D.C. But first, NBA playoffs out west. The Thunder scored 17 straight points, including two monster threes by Russell Westbrook to force overtime. Mike Conley Jr., he failed to seal it at the end of regulation, but was strong in the extra session with 5 of his 20 points. Grizzlies by 3 for the 2-1 lead. Game 4 going down Saturday in Tennessee. Also out west, Clippers got 32 points from Big Blake Griffin, but it was Chris Paul's defense on Stephen Curry's three. Of course, he missed it. Lakers, not the Lakers, LA 98-96 over G State for that 2-1 lead in game 4. Going down, of course, game 4 in Oakland on Sunday. I like the Clippers to go ahead and finish him out. Every series this first round has been very, very exciting. Of course, three game threes going down tonight. The Verizon Center sold out of Washington, D.C. The Wizards with a commanding two-game lead over the Bulls. They can close them out this weekend. Will they do it, Albert?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Washington, you know how Washington sports is. They get a sice and then collapse. So let's hope
and then
not.
And fall out with a big 2-0 lead, right?
Hey, remember the Caps did it a couple of years ago. They were up 3-0.
I'm going to tell you like this. I would love to see the Wizards close them out, all right, with two wins this weekend. But just give me one.
Just one.
Give me one, and we can live with that. Game 3 live from Brooklyn tonight. Nets and Raptors even at 1. Houston on the ropes tonight in Portland down 2-0 to the Blazers. Hey, Josh Roberts of the Bobcats, he was fined $20,000 for that chop block to LeBron's throat. And in Major League Baseball, Alfredo Simone of the Reds accused of raping a woman in Washington, D.C. Now, according to her, she was chilling with the pitcher in D.C. at a nightclub last year while he was in town for a series with the Nationals. Now, according to her report, they returned to his hotel room after getting twisted, and that's when things got rough. He got physical and forced himself on top of her, even causing her to bleed. She said she reported the situation to the police, and she went to the hospital, but no charges were filed. But she is suing for $15 million.
Wow.
Yankees' Michael Pineda hit with a 10-game suspension for that foreign substance that was found on his person, Boston over New York. Michael Phelps finished second to his rival, Ryan Lochte, in a 100-meter butterfly. His return to the pool, that was his first race since 2012. Johnny Football, pressed to stay in Texas. Seen working out the other day with a Cowboys shirt on. He just want, hey, please take me.
Hey,
anybody.
Cowgirls fans going to be mad because once Romo start messing up and they get him, they going to start calling for Manziel.
Now, Tiger, his girlfriend, and his ex-wife chilling at the Suns T-ball game. I hear the two double date as well.
Wow.